Commentator Benjamin Tupper is an Army National Guard captain embedded with the Afghan National Army. He and a handful of other Americans train Afghan soldiers in a remote part of the country near the border with Pakistan. He recorded this commentary on a recent trip home for some R&R.
In Afghanistan, you awaken every day to incredible mountain vistas. The call to prayer echoes from the small surrounding villages, but cloaked in this serenity are methods to kill and maim. The Taliban launch rockets at our base regularly, and improvised explosive devices line all the roads. As if this wasn't enough, even within the walls of our Afghan Army base, we deal with some unique and non-traditional hazards. The installation we call home is built upon the ruins of an old Russian Air Force base. Decaying Russian buildings are now occupied by the Afghan National Army as barracks and office space, bullet holes and all. The effect is a panorama better suited to movies like Escape from New York or Road Warrior. I keep waiting for Mad Max to roll up and tell us where the fuel tanker is located. Scattered across the landscape are other reminders of the Russian legacy: corroded barbed wire, rusting artillery shells, and unfortunately, unexploded ordnance. So when you're out walking through the large airstrip area, you have to use extreme caution to avoid mines and bombs. But this is only your secondary safety concern on our base. The first and foremost is dogs. In the old abandoned fighting positions along the base's perimeter, there are packs of wild, hostile dogs. Lots of dogs. Big dogs, small dogs, white dogs, black dogs, dogs with mange, and dogs that look so cute you'd want to take them home with you, which, believe it or not, some soldiers here have done. For the most part, the dogs flee when you approach, but if the mood is right and the pack is motivated, they mount an impressive attack on any soldier daring enough to traverse their area. It's our policy to carry a weapon at all times, so it should go without saying that a few dogs have been shot down in their defiant picket's charge. Lately, others have been called in an effort to thin the herd. When I tell people about this dog shooting, they act repulsed and upset. "You guys shot dogs?" Yet when I tell them we shot Taliban, they seem to celebrate the death of humans. The dogs do serve a purpose. They're an additional security barrier to any would-be attackers. It's much easier to sneak past guards than to infiltrate a pack of barking dogs. The dogs may not realize it, it may not feel like it when they're chasing you, but the enemy of your enemy is your friend.
When he's not on duty with the Army National Guard, Captain Benjamin Tupper lives in Syracuse, New York with his family.